Hello and welcome to a presentation on the Contensis content management system. You can see that we're logged in as a user called John Doe, and we've come directly to the dashboard as soon as we've logged in. From here, we can see my recent activities. There's two items edited by me, for example. We can see our to-dos. If I had items waiting approval or a review, they would appear here. And I could immediately start creating content just by clicking on any of the available options here. I could create a new podcast or a blog or even just a standard article page. Today we're going to be looking at creating a new standard article page. As you can see, there's 113 of these in the site at the moment. I could do that just by clicking here to start the Create Content Wizard, or I could simply navigate using the navigator on the left-hand side of the screen. The Navigator works in much the same way as Windows Explorer or Finder for the Mac, if you're familiar with that. And we can simply click in, go to the section that we're interested in, and I can click on the repository or the folder and choose Create New Content. At this stage, it's going to launch the Content Creation Wizard, and it's already selected the area we're going to create the content for us. I'm going to choose the standard page, hit next step, and now I simply need to enter a title, a file name, and a menu name. So let's have a look at the Word document that we're going to be taking this content from. I can simply select the text that we're interested in and paste it into the title area. And you'll see that automatically the file name has had all the spaces removed. This is to aid in SEO and file naming conventions. And I'm just going to tidy that up a little bit further for use on this site. We also have a menu name here, and I'm just going to take everything out after the hyphen off. So here we go, bespoke controls. So let's click the finish option. And at this stage, I can either create another web page and create another content type. What I'm going to do is I'm simply going to edit the newly created web page. As soon as I do that, you can see the WYSIWYG editor loading on screen. The editor itself is standard across all content types, so the area at the top of the screen here where we have our metadata, our content properties, version history, comments, relationships, is the same whether we'd be editing a PDF, a Word document, or a web page. In fact, it's the area under the line which is different dependent on the content type. So let's remove the default content that's been put here by our template creator, and I'm going to start off by getting my content in from Microsoft Word. So let's have a look. We've got all the content here. I'm going to copy that out of the page. You may notice we've got things like headings automatically in the content, which you're going to come across to the web page as well. So a simple copy and paste into the editor, and as you can see, it's already starting to look like a web page. So let's do a couple of things here. We're going to be using what we call mini templates or sub templates, as some who've used Contensis may know, and they're located in the components area of the navigator. I'm going to be using a lead image caption. It basically gives me the option to put a banner at the top of the page. So I'm going to choose the lead image caption left. Simply drag and drop that into the position that I'm interested in. And I need to put some text in there where it says insert the image caption text. I'm going to take the text from down here and simply place that into the box. And at this stage, I'm going to also add an area for an image to highlight Visual Studio, which is used for creating bespoke controls. So for this, I'm going to use the image caption right template. Simply drag and drop that into the editor, and as you can see, there it is. So let's apply some styling to this content now, and we're going to insert the images. I'm going to use the styles that have been available to me. I've got an intro text style here, which I'm going to choose. And I want to get the image in at the top now. So let's have a look how we're going to do that. What I could do is I could simply click on the image gallery, which is going to bring up a whole suite of images that I can choose from. I can navigate through in the same way on the navigator, looking at different folders, looking at the banners that are available, and so on and so forth. I could, for example, just click and insert the image straight in. The other option is, if I don't want to go into the image library and I know where my image is located, then I can simply click into the images area and choose the image that's of relevance. I'm going to choose the features for this site image, and I'm going to drag and drop that into the placeholder. As soon as I do that, it's giving me the option to either edit the image, auto resize, or insert. I'm going to choose the one that's already available and simply click insert image. I also want to put my Visual Studio screenshot in here, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to navigate to the technology repository, and as you can see, I have a Visual Studio image here, and I can simply drag and drop that into the placeholder. There's no existing size versions that fit, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to choose to edit the image, and as you can see, we're now presented with a Contensis image editor. I can change cropping and widths and heights, and as you'll see, the placeholder size is already specified for me in the light box crop area. I'm going to reduce the size of the image down slightly. I want to give particular relevance to Visual Studio 2008, and click preview. There's our image. At this stage, we could save it out as a different format other than the native PNG that was uploaded. I can also apply effects such as grayscale, Gaussian blurs, and so on and so forth. I'm happy with the selection I've made, so I'm simply going to click save, and we're going to get that image into the page. So now we've got the image in the page, all that's left for me to do is simply add some caption text here. I'm going to take some text that I've got on the page here and simply insert that into the placeholder. So another Control X there, and delete the text that's in there and simply paste my new text over the top. So I'm pretty happy with this page, it's looking quite good. I haven't had to do a lot to get it there. And I may just want to apply some final styles. So I could, for example, apply a call-out text to this piece of text down here. Just a style that's been created by the template creators for me. The final thing I may want to do is just link through to another section of the site. We mentioned architectural considerations here, so I think it's quite a pertinent thing to link to. I know we've got some content in here for that. I could either select the text and add the hyperlink using the inbuilt search and other options, or again I can simply drag and drop using the tree. I'm going to dig into features, or technology, sorry, and we've got the Contensis architecture page here, and I can simply select the text and drag and drop over the top. So there's the text selected in the editor, and this is the page I'm interested in. So simply drag and drop it over the top to create the hyperlink. As you can see, it's automatically brought in the title of the page as the tooltip for the hyperlink. So all that's left to do now is just simply to save and preview the content. So clicking the preview option will open the page in preview mode. As you can see, we've already got the page included in the menu, and there's where our menu name was used for that we created earlier. And the page is looking pretty good. Pretty happy with that. We've got our banner image in there. I can even click on the hyperlink to go and look at the Contensis architecture page. It's worth noting that this is a real preview. Anything that has been created in the templates can be seen. It does exist on a real web address, on a real web server, and the site is fully navigable and usable. So I could click on the architectural page and have a look at some of the architectural options to do with Contensis. So I'm happy with my page now, and all that's left to do is simply to publish it to the live web server. So let's pop into the properties tab, because in this case I don't want to publish the page today, I want to publish it tomorrow. And by default we have an immediate publishing schedule set. I could choose as well from other predefined schedules, but I'm going to tick to set a new schedule. At this point, I can click to set which date I want to publish it. I'm going to choose tomorrow, and I want to publish it around 9 a.m. in the morning. I could also set an expiry and a review schedule, but I'm not going to do that in this case. One thing I do want to do though is I'm sending out an email shot on bespoke controls in Contensis, so I just want to put a quick alias in called /controls, so that anyone going to our website address /controls will find the page as well as in its original location in the hierarchy. So that being done, I can simply submit the page for approval. If I did have the permissions and I've been set up in such a way, I could submit and approve my content myself. So I click submit, but the system's telling me I need to complete metadata before continuing. So I'm going to click OK to this, click onto the metadata tab, and enter a description. Let's have a look at our Word document again to get that out. I'm just going to pick a piece of text from here. Doesn't really matter for the purpose of the demo. Put that into the text box. And I also want to enter some keywords. As I start typing, the system's going to suggest other keywords that have been used by other content editors. So you can see Contensis is already in there. I might want to put content management system. And I may want to put something on bespoke controls. As soon as I've done that, the content is now tagged. And obviously tagging allows us to use all sorts of other features of Contensis later on, such as tag clouds and so on and so forth. So all being done, let's just save those changes and submit for approval. I submit again simply by clicking the submit. I could at this stage, if I wanted to, pass it to another user for some final editing or proofing. But I'm going to click submit. As soon as I do that, you may have noticed it was checking for accessibility. If there were any accessibility issues, those would have been flagged to me and I would have been able to rectify any accessibility problems. At this stage, the approver is going to get an email to tell them that the page has been submitted, when it's due to be published, and asking them to approve the content. And just to demonstrate how we approve the content as an approver, I'm just going to log in as a different user with some slightly different permissions. So you can see I'm now logged in as an administrative user, and there's actually three items awaiting my approval. I would have got an email, of course, with a screenshot of the page, but I'm going to click onto here to go and approve. From the approval decline screen, I can see the status of the page, which accessibility checks it passed, and so on and so forth. But in this case, I just want to get the page live. I'll have a quick preview of the page to make sure I'm happy with it. This is the page here. Looks good. Obviously, in a real world scenario, I would do more checking. Click the option here and click quick approve. And that's it. We're all done and the page is going to be published. Thank you for watching the presentation and we hope you've enjoyed it.